All the days I walk this earth, I'd be wondering what my life was really worth if I only took up space. Till the day I know my maker I will face, when I put here on this soil, just to spend our lives in misery and toil. We've had our mission handed down. Now we need to spread his word from town to town. Now I'm working for the Lord. It's a labor born of love with great reward. It's a lifestyle I can't afford. I get my satisfaction working for the Lord. It doesn't matter what you do, between 9 to 5 or even 6 to 2, there's a message you've got to share with his children every day and everywhere. Job satisfaction, it's the best. When you do the work of heaven, you'll be blessed. If you want to love what you do, come on board and work for one who works for you. You'll be working for the Lord. It's a labor born of love with great reward. It's a lifestyle you can't afford. You'll get satisfaction working for the Lord. At the office or at the plant, out of all the things you do and things you can always spread the word to the ones who didn't know or haven't heard. It's your calling, it's your choice. All you need is your conviction and your voice. Do it right and you'll rise above. 'Cause the Lord depends on you to share his love. Now you're working for the Lord. It's a labor born of love and great reward. It's a lifestyle you can't afford. You'll get satisfaction working for the Lord. It's so simple, it's so true. It's a job description anyone can do. It's the business of the Lord. And there's nothing better to be working toward. Now there's work that's to be done. But it's good work and it's good for everyone. Your promotion will come due. Up in heaven there will be a place for you. 'Cause now you're working for the Lord. It's a labor born of love with great reward. It's a lifestyle you can't afford. You'll get satisfaction working for the Lord. You'll get satisfaction working for the Lord.
Welcome to the Interactive Church Wednesday Midday Testimony Meeting, a Christian Science teleconference hosted by csdirectory.com. We're so happy that you've taken an hour out of your day to participate in this spiritual oasis. For those with a computer nearby, the website address of Interactive Church is csinteractivechurch.org. There you will find a turquoise box containing a link to the Order of Service webpage, where links to the text of hymns and other information is provided. During the meeting, we will mute everyone's phone. Muting your phone helps to eliminate background noises, enabling everyone to better hear the service. Later in the meeting, if you'd like to share a testimony, simply press *2 and your phone will be unmuted. The readings portion of this meeting is recorded so that people around the world may have a chance to listen to the readings at their convenience. Let's begin our service with hymn number 41. A link to the words of this hymn is provided on the Order of Service webpage. I shall read all of the verses. Come, labor on. Who dares stand idle on the harvest plain, while all around him waves the golden grain? And to each servant does the master say, go work today. Come, labor on. Claim the high calling that we all may share. To all the world the joyful tidings bear. Redeem the time. Its hours too swiftly fly. Harvest draws nigh. Come, labor on. Away with gloomy doubts and faithless fear. No arm so weak but may do service here. By means the simplest can our God fulfill his righteous will. Come, labor on. The toil is pleasant, the reward is sure. Blessed are they who to the end endure. How full their joy, how sweet their rest shall be, O Lord, with thee. Welcome to Interactive Church. The topic of the readings for this meeting is About Our Father's Business. I shall be reading selected passages from the Bible and Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy, the discoverer and founder of Christian Science. The hymns are 41, 242, and 398. The King James Version, Luke. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey. And they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintance, and when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? Matthew. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits, to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. These 12 Jesus sent forth, and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as ye go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick. Cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass in your purses, nor scrip for your journey, neither two coats, neither shoes, nor yet staves. For the workman is worthy of his meat. And into whatsoever city or town ye shall enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and there abide till ye go thence. And when ye come into an house, salute it. And if the house be worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it be not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whosoever shall not receive you, nor hear your words, when ye depart out of that house or city, shake off the dust of your feet. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, and harmless as doves. For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more, and they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is, and go thy way. I will give unto this last, even as unto thee. John, labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. Nehemiah. And it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him. And I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been beforetime sad in his presence. Wherefore the king said unto me, Why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? Then I was very sore afraid, and said unto the king, Let the king live for ever. Why should not my countenance be sad, when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said unto me, For what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven, and I said unto the king, If it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldst send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it. So it pleased the king to send me. But when Sanballat the Horonite, and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, and Geshem the Arabian, heard it, they laughed us to scorn, and despised us, and said, What is this thing that ye do? Then answered I them, and said unto them, The God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore we his servants will arise and build. So built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof. For the people had a mind to work. But it came to pass that when Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians and the Ammonites and the Ashdodites heard that the walls of Jerusalem were made up, and that the breaches began to be stopped, Then they were very wroth, and conspired all of them together to come and to fight against Jerusalem, and to hinder it. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God, and set a watch against them day and night because of them. Now it came to pass, when Sanballat and Tobiah and Geshem the Arabian and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall and that there was no breach left therein, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messages unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease, whilst I leave it and come down to you? So the wall was finished in the 25th day of the month Elul, in 52 days. 1 Timothy, the laborer is worthy of his reward. 1 Corinthians, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Matthew, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. 1 Corinthians. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And from Science and Health. Hear these imperative commands. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Heal the sick. Why has this Christian demand so little inspiration to stir mankind to Christian effort? Because men are assured that this command was intended only for a particular period or for a select number of followers. When will Jesus' professed followers learn to emulate him in all his ways and to imitate his mighty works? Those who procured the martyrdom of that righteous man would gladly have turned his sacred career into a mutilated doctrinal platform. May the Christians of today take up the more practical import of that career. It is the duty and privilege of every child, man and woman, to follow in some degree the example of the Master by the demonstration of truth and life, of health and holiness. Jesus established what he said by demonstration, thus making his acts of higher importance than his words. From early boyhood, he was about his Father's business. When the human element in him struggled with the divine, our great teacher said, Not my will, but thine be done. That is, let not the flesh, but the Spirit be represented in me. This is the new understanding of spiritual love. It gives all for Christ or truth. It blesses its enemies, heals the sick, casts out error, raises the dead from trespasses and sins, and preaches the gospel to the poor, the meek in heart. Those who are willing to leave their nets or to cast them on the right side for truth have the opportunity now, as aforetime, to learn and to practice Christian healing. In Latin, the word rendered disciple signifies student, and the word indicates that the power of healing was not a supernatural gift to those learners, but the result of their cultivated spiritual understanding of the divine science, which their master demonstrated by healing the sick and sinning. Hence the universal application of his saying, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me, understand me, through their word." Mortals are egotists. They believe themselves to be independent workers, personal authors, and even privileged originators of something which deity would not or could not create. The creations of mortal mind are material. Immortal spiritual man alone represents the truth of creation. Desire is prayer, and no loss can occur from trusting God with our desires, that they may be molded and exalted before they take form in words and in deeds. Mortals must gravitate Godward. Their affections and aims grow spiritual. They must near the broader interpretations of being and gain some proper sense of the infinite in order that sin and mortality may be put off. This scientific sense of being, forsaking matter for spirit, by no means suggests man's absorption into deity and the loss of his identity, but confers upon man enlarged individuality, a wider sphere of thought and action, a more expansive love, a higher and more permanent peace. The term science, properly understood, refers only to the laws of God and to his government of the universe, inclusive of man. From this, it follows that businessmen and cultured scholars have found that Christian science enhances their endurance and mental powers, enlarges their perception of character, gives them acuteness and comprehensiveness, and an ability to exceed their ordinary capacity. The human mind, imbued with this spiritual understanding, becomes more elastic, is capable of greater endurance, escapes somewhat from itself, and requires less repose. A knowledge of the science of being develops the latent abilities and possibilities of man. It extends the atmosphere of thought, giving mortals access to broader and higher realms. It raises the thinker into his native air of insight and perspicacity. Immortal man was and is God's image or idea, even the infinite expression of infinite mind. And immortal man is coexistent and co-eternal with that mind. He has been forever in the eternal mind God, but infinite mind can never be in man, but is reflected by man. God expresses in man the infinite idea, forever developing itself, broadening and rising higher and higher from a boundless basis. Mind manifests all that exists in the infinitude of truth. Man is the expression of God's being. If there ever was a moment when man did not express the divine perfection, then there was a moment when man did not express God, and consequently a time when deity was unexpressed, that is, without entity. If the disciple is advancing spiritually, he is striving to enter in. He constantly turns away from material sense and looks towards the imperishable things of spirit. If honest, he will be in earnest from the start and gain a little each day in the right direction till at last he finishes his course with joy. This concludes the readings.